Please turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 86. Psalm 86. This will really be more like a mini sermon, not a whole sermon, because we're also going to be providing the Romanian missions report as well. And I do expect to come back to Psalm 86 at some point in the future. But looking at Psalm 86, we'll see a connection between our work in Romania, and I think we'll each see a connection to our own lives. Psalm 86 is a prayer of David, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 11. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call to you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Our God and Father, Lord, we thank you for your word, for the clarity of your word, Father, for the way it searches even the deepest parts of our hearts. And Lord, we confess before you we are poor and needy. So we ask, Lord, send your spirit to apply the work of Christ to our hearts and unite our hearts to fear your name. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, a key theme in book 3 of the Psalms, and Psalm 86 shows up in the middle of book 3, a key theme is that the people of God are in crisis. They are in difficulty. And crisis can cause us to doubt the promises of God, to doubt the goodness of God. Well, the first psalm of book 3 illustrates the problem. And we sometimes sing Psalm 73 here as a congregation. And it begins, truly God is good to Israel, to all those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet almost stumbled. Well, Psalm 86 is a psalm of David. And David, we know, is the man after God's own heart. But interestingly enough, this is the only psalm of David in book 3. It's the only psalm of David, and it's identified as a prayer. And to read the whole thing, you see how intensely personal it is. How many times David is speaking in the first person of himself and asking for the Lord to show mercy. You see David's posture right in verse 1. He says, I am poor and needy. David has nothing to bring to the table, so to speak. He needs the grace of God. He is wholly dependent upon the grace of God in this time of need. In verse 11, the last verse I read, highlights David's problem. David's problem is shown by what he's asking for. He's asking for the Lord to unite his heart that he would fear God's name. So if he's asking for God to unite his heart, what's wrong with his heart? It's divided. It's split. It's pursuing more than one aim. He's not holy before the Lord. How do you love God with all your heart? With your whole heart. How do you do that when your heart, as Jeremiah tells us, is desperately sick? desperately wicked. How do you do that? How do you worship God with all your heart when your heart is divided between the kingdom of God and, practically speaking, the kingdom of Satan, your flesh? How do you do that? How do you help others do that? Well, we do it with biblical counseling, which is to use the whole counsel of the Word of God to minister the gospel to the needs of an individual where they are and when they need it. And I'm going to ask Kyle to expand more upon that, and specifically our work in Romania. And then as we close, I'll come back to Psalm 86, and then we'll close in prayer. I think either Pastor Sean or someone that Pastor Sean identifies will be praying for the Romanian work. So, Kyle?
Good evening. It's always a joy to share with you all what the Lord is doing in Romania, to give you an update there. And I get the fun part of the evening. I get to show some slides, some photos that we have taken, and to tell a story. And then in the end, I'm going to share a video as well. It's even more exciting. But one of the questions that that Pastor Sam put before me as a prompt for this evening is, why Romania? And that's actually a question that we get asked quite often. And the problem is that answering that question is kind of a long and meandering story, because we didn't just, you know, take the globe and spin it and, you know, point to it. Oh, look, we landed on Romania. But rather, the Lord, in his providence, has just directed our steps there over the years. So behind me on the screen, you can see a very young family. And that's Evelyn when she came along. If we could just pause it for a minute, Sean, that would be so helpful. Maybe just back up to the beginning of the slideshow. Thank you. So this is when we arrived in Romania in 2014. But really, our story goes back further than that, to 2001, and really through connections that my family had in supporting missionaries who were working behind the Iron Curtain prior to 89. And our church in Richmond was also involved with supporting those same missionaries. But the Lord just opened doors and created relationships in which I started spending summers in Romania starting in 2001, and then I did that on and off until Catherine and I were married in 2008. In 2014, the Lord called us into full-time ministry, full-time in-country missionary work in Romania, working again with some of those same people that I had spent summers with in the past. And so we lived in Romania from 2014 to 2018. In 2018, so this is us. This is 2014. That's the village that we lived in. Behind us, the manor house castle, there from the early 1600s, is part of the estate that I managed for the nonprofit we worked with. Okay, now we can begin. We'll just go through some of these slides really quickly. Wyatt and Levi, Catherine, this is when we got deported, essentially, out of Romania. Had to spend a couple of months in Hungary because our paperwork wasn't coming through fast enough. That's our garden, our back garden behind our house, caring for the chickens. That's been a long-term thing in our family, apparently. Yeah, this was 2015, and Evelyn arrived. She was born in Cluj, Romania. What a adventure. And so what I'm trying to show and to illustrate is that there's been a long-term connection through relationships in Romania. And isn't that the way the Lord often works, right? He works through relationships. We had no idea that we would be involved in the way that we are now when we first started out. When I was doing summer camps in Romania, I had no idea that I would be involved in biblical counseling training. I didn't even know what biblical counseling was at that point. But the Lord, you know, along the way, through our time there in 14 and 18, caused us to become more and more convinced of biblical counseling as a biblical approach to how people change. And we began a ministry in working with local churches in Romania to equip them for discipleship through biblical counseling. And that brings us to where we are today. So since 2018, we have been going back to Romania, usually twice a year. There isn't, even with COVID, there hasn't been a year that I have not been back to Romania, at least once. The Lord, though, continues to open doors and to kind of put the next step in front of us. It's not uncommon for me along the way between trips to think, well, maybe this is my last trip. Maybe this door is closing. I'm going to get over there and find that kind of my task, our task, along with New Life in Christ now, our task with the Romanian church is completed for this time. And yet every time that we've gone over, there's been another door open, there's another step to take as the Lord continues to give us opportunities. I'll just run through a few photos from 2025 and then we'll keep going. So this was back in March. We fit everything just like Tetris into the back of the van. I found out that Pastor Sam has a real talent for packing luggage very well. So we could bring him the bags and he would make it all fit. We can continue. This year, so we started off our trip this year. We flew into Sibiu and then rented the car, drove up to Cluj, about 3 hours away, and met with another church that's in the group of churches. It's kind of a coalition of churches that we're working with. It's called the Great Commission Cooperative. And at this church, this is Deo Gloria Cluj, we have not done any counseling training yet. They wanted us to start counseling training. And so we went, we met with the pastor. We met with two interns that they have who have been in our training. And these men are church planters, and they're just getting ready to go out with their wives. One's planting in Cluj, and one's planting in Ploiești, which is east of the Carpathians. We had a great time. It was like 7 hours of back-to-back meetings, exhausting day. I wish you could see what was written on the screen, but I'll read some of it to you. This is in the church office at the very top. It says, "The greatest among you shall be your servant." And then underneath that, "Not by might, not by power, but by thy spirit, says the Lord." Or by my spirit, I'm sorry, by my spirit, says the Lord. And so, just great to see these young congregations, young churches, as they develop their leadership, as they develop their philosophy of ministry, to do so in a biblical manner. From Cluj, we started driving down to Timișoara. I had the opportunity to take Sam and Lisa to a village where there's a historic castle, and we got a little bit of walking time in. This is a typical Romanian village. And climbed up to the castle, which was an adventure. You can ask Pastor Sam and Lisa about that later, and a certain argument I had with a local. Okay, and from the village, we continued to drive down to Timișoara, which is it's about 3 hours south of Cluj. And in Timișoara, we had the opportunity to to do a weekend conference called Gospel-Shaped Parenting. And we're actually very much looking forward to doing that same conference here in May. You'll hear more about that in coming weeks. But again, the opportunity to do a parenting conference in a Romanian church came through relationship. The pastor, some of the elders, some of the lay leaders from this church had come over to Sibiu and were participating in our counseling training there. And as we got to know them, as we shared with them, they invited us to preach in their church a few times, and then we get to know them better, and we start talking about parenting, and they invite us to come and to present a gospel-shaped parenting methodology. Continue on. So this is at Biserica Radiant in Timișoara. These are all pictures from Timișoara. Again, these are churches in the same coalition. From Timișoara, we moved back to Sibiu. So we've kind of done a big circle. And in Sibiu, one of the things that we do, we try to get into people's houses when they're, you know, members of the congregation. We don't just break into people's houses. It's not what we're doing. The congregation, especially the congregation in Sibiu, has been so hospitable with us and has invited us in. In fact, they contact us as we're traveling. When we're en route, they contact us with, here's your potential hospitality plan. Here are all the houses you could have meals at. When, you know, just tell us what's best for you. And so we have an opportunity to get together with families and to really get to know people. There's something about breaking bread together, right? Praying together in small groups. So this is in the countryside outside Sibiu, and they had some lambs, so we felt right at home with the lambs. And you can see this is hospitality. We're eating together, we're playing Catan together, discussing and talking and praying together. We can keep going. Sorry for all the lambs. Yep, the family and the group. Yep. This trip, we had the opportunity to bring along our two youngest children, so Esther and Sophia. Sophia is the only one of our children who hadn't been in Romania yet. And she made new friends. This was a huge answer to prayer. She had some concerns about going and not being able to speak the language and how would she get along. The Lord answered that prayer. And then we ended out our trip with the fourth biblical counseling module at Deo Gloria Sibiu. Deo Gloria Sibiu, we've been partnering with since, I believe it's 2021. And we've had the opportunity to run through an entire set of counseling training modules. We have been able to see them established as a Fellowship of Biblical Counselors Training Center. Their director is still my ministry companion, Pete Stazen, from down in Roanoke, Virginia. They still need to kind of build up and get their certifications and build a certain number of counseling hours before they can take over that role of being director of their own counseling training center. But they're progressing, and it's exciting to see them grow in that. This is Betuel, the pastor, just starting off our training conference together. Let me run through some more here. Yeah, and we the fourth module, so modules 1 through 3 are really heavy on kind of the classroom material of biblical counseling. We do have small groups, but it's a lot of just lecture time and teaching. Module 4 is all small groups, and we take real case studies, real counseling cases that we have. We, you know, redact private information. We keep everything private or confidential. So we change names and that sort of thing. And then every group gets a different case study, and we spend the entire weekend practically working through that. And basically, the point is to get somebody who's in training from, okay, I understand the theory, to, oh, wait a minute, I'm in the counseling room. Now what do I actually do? And so we're really facilitators at that point, and they're doing the work. We can continue on. Biblical anthropology, some of the slides from the conference. Continue. Yep, thank you. Pastor Sam, you might recognize, up there giving us some instruction. That's the FPC Training Center certificate that the church holds. And again, that's a big milestone. That's the first one in Romania. And it's exciting to see. Once they have that, they're actually able to start basically reproducing more counseling training centers across Romania. And so we're very excited to see that the church has this. They've got a vision for this. And we're hopeful for what the future brings in them actually kind of taking biblical counseling out into the Romanian church. Continue. Esther, joining in the small groups. One of the things that we have in the small groups is we actually have a member from each small group get up and present what their group is working through. So again, it's really getting them interactive in the process. More hospitality along the way. Oh, that's out of order. You can continue. Okay, and that's where I wanted to end on. This is our group photo of those who have been with us through all four modules. At this module, Sam, we had about 40, 45? Okay, so about 45 at this final fourth module. Just exciting to see so many involved and from different churches. We had about 8 to 10 different churches represented at this training from all over Romania, and so it's good to see that. So that's a snapshot of what we did in March. We were it was a fast-paced trip. It was a busy trip with the two different weekend conferences, opportunities to preach and to teach. And again, just strengthen those discipleship relationships along the way. If we could just bring up the slides, we've got four slides to go over, and then we're getting to the video. And I'll introduce that in just a moment. Most of this I've already been through. I'll just recap quickly. Really, what we're doing in Romania meshes so well with building the kingdom through training leaders. Our goal is to equip the local church, and the Lord continues just to open doors for us to do that. Right now, we're primarily focused within the Carpathian Crescent of Romania. That's close to where we live. That's where most of our relationships are, but there are increasing opportunities east of the Carpathians. We'll talk about those in just a minute. So 2001 to 2014, we had consistent short-term ministry involvement. 14 to 18 is when we're in country. 18 to 25 is when we've been doing biblical counseling training in Eastern Europe, practical discipleship training as well. There was a big change this past year for us in that we moved from the organization we'd started in 2018 called Boundary Crossing Ministries, and I came under Biblical Counseling Ministries Worldwide, and that's been a benefit. I'm not going to talk about it from here, but if you would like to talk about why that move, I'd be happy to discuss that with you, and there's been blessing in that. March 2025, let's keep going because of time. I've already covered that. Okay, what's next? What are we looking forward to? So September of 2025 is kind of our next scheduled trip. And what we're hoping to do, we've been asked to begin a counseling training module or set of modules in Timișoara. So that same church that we've been involved with, Biserica Radiant Church, they've already got some of their members trained, and they're asking us to come and start a whole new set of training modules, not just for their church, but for the greater city and region. And so that's what we're considering. We're really excited to see the vision that they have, and very thankful that they already have members who have been through the training program and are on their way to certification. And so they know, they kind of know what to expect. In Sibiu, we've been asked to work with those who are pursuing certification to kind of get them through the exam process. It's an intense, long exam, and we want to make sure that they kind of get over that speed bump and make it onto certification. They've also asked us to consider beginning again another set of trainings because they already have so much interest. That's probably all we're going to get to do in September. Basically, we can go for 2 weeks. It gives us 2 weekends to do our training modules, and at this point, that's all the time I can afford in my schedule. We're looking to the future, and opportunities come alongside church plants in Ploiești, which is east of the Carpathians, and then other places east. So there's interest in Bucharest, which is the capital, and Iași, which is to the northeast as well. And basically, our brothers who we know there just say, "Hey, when you're ready, just let us know, and we'll make the connection and get you connected with those churches there." But we have to move within our capacity. So our capacity is 4 weeks a year. And at some point, Lord willing, the church in Romania begins doing the training themselves. And then they're training their own, and they can do that at a much greater scale than we can. A few prayer points. We just pray with us that the church in Romania grows in peace, purity, and unity. Most of the churches we're working with are young congregations, like 5-year-old church plants, 6-year-old church plants, and they're made up demographically of those who are young in age. So most of the elders are around my age. Well, most of the pastors are my age or even younger, and most of the elders are younger than I am. I don't think there's any elders that are older than I am in those churches. And so they've got an enormous task ahead of them. They lack the multi-generational structure within their churches, and they're aware of that, which is great. But they're just dealing with a lot of kind of hard things that you would deal with as a church plant, that you would deal with as a church that doesn't have a lot of different generations within the church. We have the opportunity to come alongside them for some of those hard things. And even, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, I was on the phone with one of the elders just working through a church discipline case that they've been working with for the past 2 years. And then, working with Pastor Sam on that and just trying to help them and pray for them and help them work through that. So pray for the peace, purity, and unity of the church. The members in the church grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the elders rule well, that the Lord would raise up more elders. Some of these churches, 5-year-old church plant, maybe they've got a pastor and 1 or 2 elders. So pretty thin on the session. And then biblical counseling discipleship would be implemented well. It's not just something that they would take in and then not know what to do with, but that what they're learning in the biblical counseling training would inform the way they're doing ministry in the church, the way they're discipling and shepherding the congregation. Pray for those who are aspiring to certification. As I mentioned, they've got a pretty tough task in the exam, and after the exam, they have to do supervised counseling. And the supervised counseling, they have to write all of their reports in English and interact in English because our director only speaks English right now. We don't have a Romanian director yet. So it's an enormous task. And I put down there who is sufficient for these things, because we do feel the strain of this ministry that the Lord has so graciously given us opportunities in. I don't want to sugarcoat that it is a strain at times. It's a joy. The joy in it, the reward in it, far outweighs the strain. But just in terms of the disruption it causes to our family every 6 months, just the time that's needed to do these things and to be engaged in these, can be difficult and stressful. And so, just pray for us, please. That the Lord would continue to sustain us as long as he gives us opportunity, that we would be faithful to be good stewards of the opportunity that he's given to us, and that he would sustain us through it. Now, the great treat I have for you tonight, you can stop listening to me and instead listen to Romanians. So, what we asked was, because we have these relationships, we felt comfortable to ask some of those who have been just involved with the ministry for the past several years to do short, like, thank you testimonies and put it into video. One of the folks who's in the training is a professional videographer, and so he put together a short video for us, and we're going to play that now. Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's my joy to share with you some of the testimonies of those who have been able to participate in the counseling training that we've been involved with here in Romania. As many of you know, I've been involved in ministry in Romania now for more than 2 decades and actively in biblical counseling training since 2018. In the past several years, we've had the opportunity to develop relationships with several churches in around Sibiu, Romania, Timișoara, Cluj, Oradea, and the surrounding areas. It's been a great privilege and a blessing to not only have the opportunity to have a ministry in equipping the local churches here, but really to grow in relationship with them, to grow in fellowship with them as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And myself and my wife, Catherine, as well as the other members of the team, Sam and Lisa Capitano, and Pete and Sue Stazen, are filled with gratitude at this opportunity that the Lord has given to us and that you have given to us through your continued support, through prayer, through encouragement over the years. We look forward to seeing how the Lord will use this ministry and this equipping to bear fruit both within the local churches here in Romania as well as within the country and the cities here that is the context in which they minister. And so I hope that you enjoy listening to some of these very brief testimonies, and we are so happy to share these things with you. Blessings.
Hello, my name is Beto Alvararo. I'm the pastor of Deo Gloria Sibiu Church, and I really want to express our gratitude toward you, because you're sustaining our brothers, Pete, Kyle, Sam, and other brothers who joined their efforts to help us in be equipped in biblical counseling. Biblical counseling helped our church very much, and it's a good means toward our community to reach people with the gospel, but also especially for the believers to become more and more like Christ. So we are really grateful. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. I was first introduced to biblical counseling 3 years ago when the team came to the Camp of the Good Shepherd in the context with the Ukrainian refugees. I was asked then if I want to talk to a counselor, and I thought, why not? I was working at the time almost 24/7 with the refugees, and I was burned out. It really helped me. It totally changed my perspective on how we can use the Bible in everyday life and for our circumstances. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to learn more about this and to have the chance to pursue certification here in Sibiu at the Biblical Counselor Center. We are very grateful for these people investing in us, and yes, it's a great blessing. Thank you.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. I'm Dorian Stanka, and this is my lovely wife, Yulia. We are very thankful for this opportunity to be part of this training in biblical counseling, and we want to thank you as well for giving us the opportunity to, through our dear brothers, to get trained by them for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. We are from Timișoara, Romania, and our church is called Radiant Church. And yes, your efforts are not only for one church, are not only for one region, but for multiple regions here in Romania. And we are very thankful to be part of this. And in the end, I just want to read the Bible verse that speaks about your work as well. And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You may probably know this. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." So be blessed, and we pray that God would give you everything you need to continue this wonderful work.
Hello everyone, my name is Sorin, and I have a message for all of you. Dear New Life in Christ Church, and all of you dear brothers that supported us, we are deeply grateful for the love, encouragement and support you have shown us, both spiritually and financially, during this time. We were very happy to see that we are part of such a big family, and how God works through chosen means and people who love Him. Your partnership has made a significant impact, and we feel blessed to be surrounded by such a loving and faithful community. Thank you for your support. We are able to continue following personal sanctification and the application of Scripture in a specific way in relationships with our brothers. We learned so much about the tool of biblical counseling, but also about the different ways we can serve our brothers with love and joy. With heartfelt thanks and blessings, we say thank you from Deo Gloria Sibiu Church.
Hello, my name is Estera, and I decided to take part in this biblical counseling course because I wanted to learn more about how I can use my gifts to better serve the community that I'm in, the church that I'm part of, and my friends and family. And it was a real blessing to get to be part of these modules, and I'm really grateful for the team. I know that there's been a lot of sacrifices involved and a lot of resources put into this. So I pray that God may bless them and you for making this possible. So thank you again for your time and all your efforts, and may God bless each and every one of you.
Hello, my name is Sam Capitano, one of the pastors of New Life in Christ Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And my wife and I, Lisa, are visiting Romania for the third time. And we are experiencing firsthand how biblical counseling helps not just us, but our friends here in Romania to see how the gospel helps them to love God and love their neighbor, so that together they can see God's kingdom advanced and God's will be done. And so we are grateful to be here and to see this firsthand and experience it through biblical counseling, which is simply a means that God has provided to use the scriptures to bring people to faith and to grow in the grace and knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'd like to just make a couple points from Psalm 86 and then an application, and then we'll just close out with the prayer points and pray. So looking back at Psalm 86, I just want to point out David is in the midst of trial, just as we see in the entire third book of the Psalms. David's prayer is deeply personal. It's interesting that he uses the first person over and over and over, except for just three exceptions. Those three exceptions are the means by which he reorients himself in the midst of the trial. In verse 5, for example, he speaks directly to the Lord. He says, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you." He reorients himself in the midst of trial to the promises of God, to the sure promises that are yes and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ, so that he will have hope. His faith is in the promises of God. His hope is in Christ to bring him through this period of adversity, this difficulty. One of the things that getting to minister directly in Romania, we just get to see the Lord working in the hearts of people. And one of the men in my small group practicum, he said, you know, as I'm learning how to use the scriptures and share the gospel with my neighbor, he said, it's revolutionary, because he said it is actually changing me. The gospel I'm learning to share is changing how I relate to my wife, how I am interacting with my children, how I am working through a problem with a coworker or with a neighbor. He said, this training is changing me, even though I'm coming primarily so I can learn it to use it for other people. And so that is the great value of biblical counseling, and that's what we are seeing in Romania. And then as we come back here, we're being refreshed and renewed and seeing how the Lord can use that. So if we can queue up the prayer points slide, and then I believe Pastor Sean will be coming to close us out.
Yes, thank you for your thanks for the report and for the Lord is working there in training his church and growing his church. So very grateful. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of the Church of Romania, on behalf of the work that is hearing there, and the works of gratitude that we hear at the end shows that your Holy Spirit is working and that your Holy Spirit is training your church. And so we thank you, God, for the team that was able to go over there. Thankful for the long-term help that is able to be given, that we see disciplers raised up to know your scripture, to know the Bible, and be able to use it and to apply to life situations. And so, Father, thank you for the fruit that we've seen. Thank you for these words of affirmation that are there. And we just are really hopeful that the church will be strengthened there and that they will be able to have a continued impact upon their people and the surrounding communities around them. Would you lead them? Would you bless them with that? We do pray, God, for the churches over there to grow in peace, purity, and unity. Father, the things they learn, to be able to put into practice. Father, for members to grow in the grace of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the elders to rule well, even that you would raise up new elders for that work in the church there. We need leaders who come in and to step in to shepherd your people and to reach out and to care, Father, and to apply the scripture, help people apply the scriptures to their life, and to call people to faithfulness and to obedience to your word, to call people to faith in Jesus Christ and the hope that's in the gospel. And so, Father, help them as they, not only elders, but really all members, to grow in that knowledge. We do pray, God, as the churches there begin to implement a biblical counseling patterns, and to be able to implement it well, to be able to have wisdom in the application, to be able to have love in the delivery, and Father, to be able to be grounded in the truth in all that they do. And so, Lord, lead them as they do that, and continue to, as we see it started in some cities and desire in other cities, we pray that that would grow, Father, and also for those who are aspiring to certification, that they'd be able to work through that process and to be able to get there. So it's encouraging to hear how you're training your people and how it's such an encouragement to them. And for us, God, as we're here, as we continue to think through how so we can grow and be stretched and be more useful to others around us and helping to apply the Bible to where they're at by learning how to use your scripture to encourage people and challenge people and to talk to people how to solve their problems in the gospel. Father, train us up and prepare us for that work as well. So thank you for Sam, Pastor Sam. Thank you for Kyle, for Lisa and Catherine, as they've been able to join as well. We pray, God, you encourage them as they encourage us. So we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Closing hymn. Is that what's next? Yes. Closing hymn. We'll stand together.